You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. American entrepreneur Jeff Lin is the co-founder and CEO of Seeders, an equity crowdfunding service based here in London. Different than normal crowdfunding, in which someone funds a project to receive a product or out of the goodness of their heart, users of Seeders can invest in startups on its platform, often for as little as £10, and in return receive shares in that company. It's a way for startups to raise funds and for the little guy to own a piece of the pie. This week on Eureka, Jeff shares how he built the company.
So I came to the UK slightly by happenstance. I'd spent a little bit of time here. I did a graduate degree here right after law school, and you know, had really enjoyed being over here. And I was practicing law as a junior lawyer in New York, and one day went to one of the partners in my firm and said, you know, I've always liked the UK, and if there's ever an opening in our London office, you know, I hope you'll let me apply for it. And it was sort of an offhanded remark, and you know, the response was equally offhanded, which was like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. And then a week later, the partner calls me up and is like, right, Jeff, you're moving to London. And that was sort of that. And I seized it. I was 27, single. It was super easy to do, and I decided to take the opportunity, and that's what brought me here. And you know, I spent about 2.5 years practicing law here. It was great. Decided that it was time for me to move on from law. I wanted to start something. I wanted to be an entrepreneur and have that, you know, sort of career path. But I really loved being in the UK, so I stayed. I'm one of the very few people in the world who has managed to get 4 degrees without any of them being doctorates. It takes a lot of skill to make that work, but I've done it. So I went off to do an MBA. I'd done an advanced law degree at Oxford. I went back up to Oxford to do an MBA, really just as a way of kind of pushing the reset button a little bit and both learning a bit about how business people thought and also unlearning a bit about how lawyers thought. And so it was a great experience. I mean, it was a year-long MBA course. Fantastic opportunity just to sort of get a very broad-based exposure to the business world. And it was while I was there that I met my co-founder and we started working on what would become Seeders. My co-founder was the one, Carlos, had the idea for Seeders. So one of the really cool things about the Oxford MBA is that everyone, regardless of whether you have any interest in being an entrepreneur or not, everybody has to do this entrepreneurship project where you get together in groups and you build a business plan for something. And so I was in the process of forming a group, and I one of my classmates, who I knew vaguely but not very well, came up and said, hey, I've been thinking about this idea, you know, but we'd really need somebody with a bit of a legal background to work on it. What if we kept together on it? And I said, hey, idea sounds interesting. Let's try it. And it was really, again, like, you know, I feel like a lot of my story winds up being, you know, by happenstance, I wound up doing such and such. But we really said, yeah, let's give it a try. And the fun thing about working on a business idea in business school is that, you know, the downside's at first pretty low. You just, worst comes to worst, you submit the project and it's a grade and you move on. And so it was sort of, you know, something that we gave a try to. And it was only as we started working on it and building it out that Carlos and I sort of went to lunch one day and looked at each other and were like, wait a minute, this thing actually works. This isn't just an academic project. This works. Let's do it. And that was that. So the idea and what it is today for Seeders really is a market for early stage equity. You know, we wanted to build a platform that would allow investors of all types to invest in startups and growth companies, and for those startups and growth companies to have a transparent, straightforward, efficient way to raise capital. You know, the capital markets are becoming increasingly efficient and are getting better and better using technology to work better. But early stage market, you know, you can call it venture money or angel money or just the whole world of early stage capital, you know, has always operated under sort of its own set of rules. And it's been very private, very opaque, kind of clubby. And we just thought it was really exciting. We thought there was a great opportunity to try to bring to bear some of the rules that apply to the rest of the capital markets onto this area and to try to help more businesses get funded, more people, more investors have the opportunity to invest in those businesses and generally facilitate an effective marketplace. there was a massive amount of skepticism levied in kind of every direction. And we sort of knew we were doing something right. You know, every great business has its stories of everybody who was skeptical at first. I guess so does every failed business, but we didn't think of it that way. We just thought, wow, people are doubting us. We must be on to something. You know, I think there were a couple of different questions levied. Certainly one was the regulatory. It was, you know, could you ever get this approved? Is this something that the regulators would ever sign off on? And, you know, I think, you know, we took a bit of a risk there, but I think we also understood pretty well, you know, what it was that the regulators were focused on and how to build a model that addressed that focus. I think the bigger and more fundamental skepticism that was levied then, and it's interesting, you still see this a bit today more in America than you do here, which was this idea that, well, this isn't how things are done. You know, this isn't how you do early stage equity. You invest in startups by having a couple of really rich people with gray hair sit around and, you know, make decisions from on high. And there was a whole sort of mentality about how early stage investment was meant to be. And this idea of democratizing it and, you know, allowing people from all walks of life to back businesses, allowing customers to back businesses, that all sort of rubbed a number of people the wrong way. And that makes me really happy, actually, because it was, you know, I think that the old-fashioned approach to this was very elitist, was not particularly effective, and actually kept down much of the early stage ecosystem in the UK by squeezing it out of capital. So there was a lot of skepticism levied, but I think that, you know, one of my proudest achievements is having, I think, largely overcome that, at least here and in Europe. As I say, the US is still lagging a bit. We went live with 18 campaigns, of which 4 funded. And remarkably, and you know, this just goes to show how these things go, the first to hit its target. So we big celebrate, amazing, we've got one across the line, a tiny campaign, £30,000 or so, but first to get across this line, wound up failing our due diligence process and not funding. And, you know, it was just, what a way to start. But we knew that there would be a number of knocks to take. The 3 other campaigns from that first cohort that funded and that actually did go on not only to hit their target but receive all their money, of those, 2 are still going quite strong and have done quite well. So we're, notwithstanding the little blip with the one that never went through, it, you know, we didn't do badly for the first little bit. I think London has been just an amazing place to build a business, and particularly this past 6, 7, 8 years, London has been wonderful. I mean, it has been, you know, I think it's always had the ingredients of a great ecosystem, but it has really sort of come into its own recently. I think that the combination of having not just technical talent, but also financial industries, politics, the creative industries all in one place is wonderful, and I think that there's been a real openness and receptivity to tech startups in recent years. That's been very exciting. I'm optimistic that will continue to be the case post-Brexit, but I think obviously we're all nervous that has taken a little bit of the wind out of our sails as an industry, and I do think that there's a great opportunity now for cities like Berlin to sort of observe all the great stuff that London did these recent years and steal a page from their playbook. The critical bit for us is, you know, getting to the point of what I would call, you know, true normalization. I think the whole journey has been one, you know, as many kind of new business models are, from sort of a total novelty to an early adopters platform to, you know, the beginnings of normalization where more and more people are coming in and seeing this as being, a core part of business. And I think that's about where we are now, that very sort of early stage of normalization. You know, in five years' time, I'd like to get to the point where nobody calls us alternative finance anymore because there's nothing alternative about it. We're just finance. And, you know, I think that's really what the future is being just a firm and established part of the finance ecosystem.
Jeff Lin, co-founder and CEO of the equity crowdfunding platform Seeders. Eureka's back next Friday. And before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode of Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond, and I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks, as always, for tuning in.